Next patient, initial evaluation on patient, Janice, last name Felzer, date of birth, November 15th, 1925, 90792, 290.00, follow-up 2 weeks. Chief complaint, this 86-year-old woman is referred to us for primary care physician. According to staff, for possible obsessive compulsive disorder, staff reported patient complaints of diarrhea and constipation. They think that she doesn't have as much of a problem as she complains. Sometimes she will tell them she had loose stool, but when they look at it, it is well-formed stool, period. Staff feel that patient has distorted perception rather than true diarrhea or constipation. They have not seen any other signs of acute depression, anxiety, or psychosis. On examination, patient is calm, has no complaints, reports feeling good, likes this place, likes the people, and the facility. When asked, she admitted to having memory problems. Which is short-term and long-term. Regarding her bowel habits, patient admits to have irregularities ranging from constipation to diarrhea. She thinks it could be from different diet. This is quite a chronic problem. Vital stable, psych history, dementia, medical history, hypertension, arthritis, social history, other has daughter, social history, patient chart staff, current psych medications, Namenda 5 milligram QAM, Seroquel 12.5 milligram BID, recent change in psych meds, unknown routine and PRN medications, Mobic, Sana, adverse effects, none, allergies, penicillin, diagnostics, none in the last 3 months, hygiene and rest within normal limits, comfortable, other thin looking, mood within normal limits, pleasant, scattered affect within normal limits, delusional hallucination, awake, alert, orientation of person, place, partial time, partial insight, fear about memory loss, judgment, poor speech within normal limits, memory short and long term impairment, attention span easily distracted, general awareness, language with normal muscles, so gait, normal, wheelchair, skin and tech, next face, same name and account number, risk of harm to self and others, no evidence, risk of remote impact of medical condition, or recommend other relevant findings, none, current clinical status, recurrence of long-standing condition, clinical impression, elderly woman with cognitive deficit, sensor diagnosis of dementia, unclear why she is on such a small dose of Namenda, it is also unclear why she is on Seroquel. I do not see a need for any SSRIs or anti-anxiety medications at this time. Patient will benefit from over-the-counter probiotics. Treating diagnosis, 290.00, treatment plan, modify medications and follow. Family to bring over-the-counter probiotics. In future, I will taper off Seroquel and increase in Namenda and add Exelon if possible. End of